For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings. We are the breath of the ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage, mothers of time, daughters of dust, and sons of brave visions. We're sisters of mercy, mothers of love, lovers of life, and builders of nations. We're seekers of truth and givers of faith, makers of peace and wisdom of ages. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings. We are the breath of the ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage, mothers of time, daughters of dust, and sons of great visions. We're sisters of mercy, mothers of love, lovers of life, and builders of nations. Seekers of truth and keepers of faith, makers of peace and wisdom of ages. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings. We are the breath of the ancestors. We are the spirit of God. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. Each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. Each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. We are one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't play while I'm
You're
talking.
Welcome.
Can you all hear me? Over the din.
This is an acoustic concert.
This is an acoustic concert, as Michelle mentioned, and acoustic is not the opposite of Lutheran, as many of you may think. Acoustic means that we will be performing without amplification. The mics that you see here are for the recording that's going on somewhere in the netherworld of Holden someplace. So this might mean that you need to listen in a little bit different way. We're used to music kind of flooding over us through B-52 speakers. And this will not be a flood, this will be more of a bath. And just a sponge bath.
A shower.
And if those of you who have bathing issues might want to just move to the bath. We know who you are. It means that you'll need to meet us partway and listen in a slightly different way. You may not hear all the words, but this is how music was performed for centuries and centuries, and it's kind of a sacred place to perform it in this way. Children who don't want to be here, you know, save yourself the therapy expenses in 30 years and, you know, let them go. And those of you with popcorn bags, I'll just remind you that rustling is illegal in the state of Washington. So, with that...
Guy walks into a bar.
That's later. Okay. So, thank you for being here, and here's another song that I'm not in.
Now you are.
I'm doing the percussion. Ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Go. toes. Love, it's all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written in the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. You know I love you, I always will. My mind's made up by the way that I feel. No beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause on my love, you can't be mad.
I see your face before me as I lay on my bed. Can I get to thinking of all the things you said? Oh yeah.
You gave your promise to me, and I gave mine. Someone beside me in everything I do.
Oh yes, I do.
You know I love you, I always will. My mind's made up by the way that I feel. It's no beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause on my love, you can depend. Oh, it's written in the wind. Oh, everywhere I. If you really love me,
there will be a forum on that later. After
you started the wave right when that magical moment was happening. I know there were little tears in his eyes.
You were there.
I know. I was three.
You were such a... Okay. The next song is one written by a singer-songwriter from Washington, D.C. It's called Driftwood. And there are a few songs that we're singing tonight, which are ones we learned here at Holden at various stages of our existence here.
Island in the sky looks down upon the river that was between you and I. Now water is our lifeline, though it's scorned by some in haste. You see it as a vessel to lay the city waste. Mildew up in Mecca, the candidates they cry. On renewal, river twinkle in their eye. Soon pilgrims will be pouring into brand new shopping malls. Sell the projects down the river before the market falls. Driftwood, floating down like driftwood, laying down and bobbing to the bay. Carry me away.
The star.
tourists, and winnow them like wheat, and bring in all the right kind, not those people on the street. It's a losing proposition to champion their cause, when we can bring the folks in here who pay taxes and heed laws. Driftwood, floating down like driftwood, laying down and bobbing to the bay. Carry me away, like driftwood, floating down like driftwood. All you tired and huddled masses, welcome to the Golden Shores. Well, the city isn't paradise, and progress nothing new, but there's something to be said about this shopping window. When offices talk homelessness, it doesn't mean a thing. When the closest dream of heaven is Disneyland in spring. Driftwood, floating down like driftwood, laying down and bobbing to the bay. Carry me away, driftwood, floating down like driftwood. Laying down and bobbing to the bay. Carry me away,
children.
I'm not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life, longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts. They have their own thoughts. They have their own thoughts. You can house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in a place of tomorrow, where you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You can strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Ooh, your children, I'm not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life, longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts. They have their own thoughts, have their own thoughts. You can house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in a place of tomorrow, where you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You can strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you.
We have a couple of sit-in percussionists. Our regular percussionist is busy this weekend. So we have Mad Marcus Kretzman, famed from the years. Years back when he wore the same pair of shorts all summer long. They started out multi, it was the worst short year in human history. They all came down to about here and they had, you know, bad colors. And there were several bad colors together. But by the time the summer was over, pretty much they were the color of the pants he's wearing now. And then we have Gary the Mailman Sodom.
Aw, poor Gary.
That was low.
need to welcome Otter back here from the cheerleading section.
Are you done?
Just getting started.
This next song is one, it's called Pastures of Plenty. It was written by Woody Allen, Woody Guthrie. I just turned 40, and I guess it's time for bifocals. It was written by Woody Woodpecker. One of the Woodies. But first, let's go to the island of Borneo. I think it's sometime in the early 80s, and an American citizen was hiking through Borneo. I'm serious. We're starting at Borneo. We'll be back in America soon. Was hiking across the island of Borneo with two natives, and he was fascinated with the way that they could carry out their bodily functions in close proximity to each other and just chat and laugh and had no shame about their bodies, whereas he was experiencing intense shame along the way. And he asked them, what would cause you shame in your society? And at first they couldn't think of anything. And after some thought, they said, to own too much would cause them shame. And in their society, there are certain values in place that are called societal levelers. If one person starts acquiring too much, if their pig has too many piglets, those things need to be dispersed among members of the community. And although the original person still unofficially holds title to them, the meat and milk and wool belong to the people to whom they've been dispersed. And a part of our American history that is not widely known or taught is that at the time that our forefathers, I guess they were framing those seminal documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, there were many common people asking that there be limits placed on the amount of property that any one person could hold. And there used to be common grounds in both Ireland and England, and that mindset had carried to America. Those people were silenced in a number of ways, just ignored, they were killed, they were driven from their communities. But this song by Woody Guthrie speaks to the need for common property. The orchards, the fields that feed us, should be owned by those who work them, and that they don't just belong to people to make a profit off of. Pastures of Plenty.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands have hoed. My poor feet have traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled. Your desert was hot and your mountain was cold. I've worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes. I've slept on the ground in the light of the moon. On the edge of the city you've seen us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California, Arizona, I make all your crops. And it's on up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from the ground, cut the grapes from the vine, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. Every state in this union us migrants have been. We'll work in this fight, and we'll fight till we win. Thank you. valley I'll work till I die. This land I'll defend from corporate greed, for the pastures of plenty must always be free.
Jeannie and I have been attending the Over Enunciators Anonymous group. Some of you may know that. That's why this front row is clear, because often our T's and P's ended up on that first row.
Good St. Olaf grad. You want to say something about that?
Yeah, here's a tune that I learned while caring for Mark. Did Mark already bite the dust?
She's outside.
Okay. She may be sleeping. Anyway, I don't know, the parenting thing sort of brings out a lot of different things that you don't know are there. And this is a song about some of the common fears, I think, of all of us and certainly parents. To hear the swallows roosting beneath me, watch the moonlight trickling by. I come down to the bridge when I'm troubled. No, oh, I am troubled tonight, 'cause I was tucking my girl in at bedtime. And as I got up, she grabbed on my arm, and she asked about the underground silos. Who are the people they'll harm? I told her, some believe the final fight will be won with greatest might, but weapons aren't what make us strong. I believe that they are wrong. So I'll raise my voice up high and clear to let them know that I am here. For if we don't stand and fight, I believe that they'll be right. Well, it's more like a shame than a hopelessness that I feel on the bridge at this hour. We feed the shadow of fear with our silence until it's intoxicated with power. For regardless of whether the warheads ever release in our skies, they are killing our kinship of nations and the hope in our children's eyes. Some believe the final fight will be won with greatest might, but weapons aren't what make us strong. I believe that they are wrong. So I'll raise my voice up high and clear to let them know that I am here. For if we don't stand and fight, I believe that they'll be right. As I watched the Big Dipper pour blackness down over this field's fading light, my daughter reminds me that the morning sun will rise up through the darkest of nights. And though our governments tell us we are different, my heart knows we are one and the same.
The sun warms their wheat fields in Kansas, just like my beloved Ukraine. Some believe the final fight will be won with greatest might, but weapons aren't what make us strong. I believe that they are wrong. So I'll raise my voice up high and clear to let them know that I am here. For if we don't stand and fight, I believe that they'll be right. Some believe.
That's a song by L.J. Booth. Just to save me from answering that question 15 times.
Who did that song?
And here's another parenting-inspired tune. This is one that Mark Ostley Olson and I made up a few months ago. It's a, you know, you kind of get into the Mother Goose, although I don't think that was her real name. At this stage of the game, I guess. It's a stage. How's it going, Marcus? Having fun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just wasn't quite sure. There we go. Okay, so this is rock and roll. Just for something a little different. Market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had a roast beef sandwich. This little piggy got the phone. This little piggy just cried wee wee all the way home. This little piggy cried wee wee all the way home. Bought a shotgun. This little piggy sang a song. This little piggy's got the Constitution memorized. This little piggy can't be wrong. This little piggy just cried wee wee wee. Can't find my way home. This little piggy cried, I can't find my way
office.
This little piggy rides the bus.
Rides the bus.
This little piggy's got a $50 suntan. This little piggy betrayed the
public trust.
This little piggy just cried, me, me, me. Don't leave me all alone. This little piggy cried,
don't leave me alone.
All the tomorrow.
the bone. And all the little piggies, they cry, wee, wee, wee. Can't find our way home. All us little piggies, we can't find our way home.
Introducing three songs, and I kind of used up all my time on the first song, so we're going right to Heather on the Moor. This is an Irish song. Are you ready?
Oh, no. Keep talking.
There's so much more.
Well.
You're so good at it.
Let's see. What would you like to know?
Gosh. What happened?
It doesn't have
to... Why are there all those moors?
It doesn't have to be about Ireland, about music, anything. What would you like to know? Come on, Rolf.
Well, me? What would I like to know?
The moor in Ireland is kind of a low rolling topography that's covered with low brushy growth. And much of the moor that's there is the result of the English cutting down all the trees in Ireland. And one of the main things that those trees were used for was to build warships for the English to wage war in other parts of the world and colonize other parts of the world. And there have been songs about Rolf. What is taking you so long?
I just wanted to see what will happen next.
You said you wouldn't do this to me again. This is Heather on the Moor.
Are you done?
Traditional tune.
Oh, you know,
well, there was that. That's nice. As I roved out on a bright May morning, calm and clear was the weather. I chanced to roam far, far from home, among the beautiful blooming heather. And it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor. And among the heather I chanced to roam far, far from home, among the beautiful blooming heather. And it's heather on the moor. As I roved along with me hunting song, me heart as light as any feather, I met a pretty maid along the way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor. And among the heather I met a pretty maid along the way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Well, where are you going to, pretty fair maid? To hill or dale, come tell me whether. Right modestly she answered me, to the feeding of me lambs together. And it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor. And among the heather, right modestly she answered me, to the feeding of me lambs together. And it's heather on the moor. Well, we both shook hands and down we sat, for it being the finest day in summer. And we sat till the red setting beams of the sun came sparkling down among the heather. And it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor. And among the heather we sat till the red setting beams of the sun came sparkling down among the heather. And it's heather on the moor. Are straying from yonder, but I am as loath to part from you as those fond lambs to part their mother. And it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor. And among the heather, for I am as loath to part from you as those fond lambs to part their mother. And it's heather on the moor. Up she rose and away she goes, her name or place I know not either.
I would kick and make her queen. The lass I met among the heather and his heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. If I would kick and make her queen. The lass I met among the heather and his heather on the moor.
Together about 7 years ago, and this is our last month of concerts in this configuration as these two are heading Midwest ways.
With most of you.
To White Bear Lake, Washington, which for some it's Minnesota. Very nice.
Yeah.
I just took the whole thing. Sorry.
This is a song called Mountain Field, and it's is a beautiful song, and every time I hear it, will always remind me.
She shouldn't have done that.
It's going to be a month of this. It'll be a month of this, I tell ya.
It's a lovely song.
It's about tilling the field and loving and loss and gain.
Thank you. This song for me is rather difficult to introduce because it reminds me of a person who I greatly admired and who has passed away. I'm sure many of you know him since he was the former director of Holden Village. His name was Paul Bowe, and I would just like to dedicate this song to him. It's called "Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee." This song really is kind of a conflicting song for me in many ways, but it became more conflicting about a week ago when Catherine told me that a friend of a friend of hers was a federal marshal at Wounded Knee who lost two friends in the skirmish that took place there. But this song was written by Buffy St. Marie, a Native American woman, who gave me a different perspective on how to look at this song and what happened at Wounded Knee. And I think that's all I'll say. But I would like to dedicate this song to Paul Bowe and Carola, his widow.
Indian legislation's on the desk of the do-right congressman. Now he don't know much about the issues, so he picks up the phone and asks the advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies. They're ripping off what's left of the reservation.
I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation.
Won't you cover me with pretty lies? Bury my heart at Wounded Knee.
They got these energy companies who want to take the land, and they got churches by the dozens trying to guide our hands and turn our motherhood all to pollution. Won't we? Well,
bury my heart at Wounded Knee. Bury my heart at Wounded Knee.
Bury my heart at Wounded Knee.
Cover me with
it enough, so it's time for the proverbial sing-along.
Lock the door.
Lutheran singing along.
This is a song born in the Northwest by someone who I don't know, but
Guy
it's
Clark.
A nice song.
Guy Clark? I don't think he's Northwest, though, is he?
I heard it was born in the Northwest. Well, I
he might have been visiting.
Telling complete lies.
I think it was Dick Clark.
Dick Clark.
He still looks the same. Anyway, this is a song called From the Heart, and your part is the chorus. If you've heard it, sing out loud. If you haven't, you'll get it quickly, so sing out loud. And we'll sing it enough for you to really get it. This is From the Heart.
I made them move faster. So that's the goal that we had. It's all about me.
I don't think I'm
that's,
you're
no,
not,
you're not.
Not. What key would
it? You want a B-flat?
B-flat's with what?
The first line of this next song is Take Me Back, O Hills I Love. And right now that especially speaks to me as I think of moving back to the hills of northeast Iowa. Which the last glacier about 10,000 years ago missed and went around and it left lots of little hills. And part of the beauty of this song is that it doesn't use the word nostril in it anywhere.
Or dance.
And another part of the beauty is that I will not be doing and interpretive dance. As much as you beg me.
Others may be so moved, though, please.
But if you really want me to, just give me a little signal. And I might be moved again.
No,
I'm ready.
E flat.
Take me back, O hills I love. Lift me from this lowly bed. Light my way with stars above. Curl soft winds about my head. Wash my feet in crystal streams. Cradle my arms in boughs of oak. Breathe the scent of pine for dreams. Wrap me tight in earthen cloak. Take me back, O hills I love. Lift me from this lowly bed.
Take me back, O hills I love.
Curl soft winds about my head.
Light my way with skirts of hope.
Curl soft winds about my head.
Light my way with skirts of dreams. Curl soft winds about my head. Light my way with skirts of dreams. Curl soft winds about my head. Light my bed with knives of bones. Round my tongue is on the head. Light my bed with skins of bones. Grail soft ones is about the head. Light my bed with skins of streets. Grail soft ones is about the head. Wash my feet in crystal streams. Cradle my eyes in boughs of oak. Wash my feet in crystal streams. Cradle my eyes in boughs of oak. Breathe the scent of pine for dreams. Wrap me tight in earthen cloak.
Those of you who are in the lift on Wednesday night, I know you've been waiting for the completion of this song. this is a song. There was this nuclear submarine that was going to be named Corpus Christi, and of course I don't know why anyone would be upset about that. That's Body of Christ, and so there was a bunch of people that resisted that name, and so the U.S. Navy decided to call it the City of Corpus Christi, which makes me feel a whole lot more comfortable. This song's about the contradictions that we all walk. You can do this part. Everybody's talking about a crime wave. Everybody's out to buy a gun. Everybody's talking about the ozone layer. Everybody's lying in the sun. Everybody's worried about pollution. Everybody wants a faster car. Everybody's looking for solutions. Everybody's sitting at the bar.
We are walking contradictions. The sacred, the obscene. Like mixing oil with water, like mixing Jesus with submarines.
Here we go. glasses and ice cream. And everybody's running from the banker, and everybody's chasing the American dream. Everybody's scared about Asia. Everybody drives through. Everybody's looking for some love and tenderness, and everybody looks away from you. We are walking contradictions, the sacred being seen. Like mixing oil with water, like mixing Jesus with submarines. Ooh, ooh, that's pretty nice. Ooh, lovely. Ooh. Everybody wants to build a future. Everybody came. Everybody's craving to be free. We are walking contradictions, the sacred being seen. Like mixing oil with water, like mixing Jesus with submarines. Now's just
written by Mary Chapin Carpenter, or at least performed by her. It's titled Jubilee, and I've struggled to try and get through it. It talks about home and where the home is their heart, and coming back to this place is a place of home. Living with this community, people, is a place of home. I was standing back and I was thinking about over here there's a lift that's named Genie. So I thought we should get on there because there's been an argument about who's actually the genie in this group. I think concubines are people who live together unmarried, so pretty much everyone here is a concubine because you're living in the same community.
True.
So we're all concubines, and there's the genie.
Next up is me. No, there's some board members out there going, no.
No concubines. So, anyway.
We could name a fundraising drive. No.
Who's the genie?
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the song. I'm just trying to figure out how I can get through it without crying, which is my problem. So, anyway, it does conjure up images of gathering around together and connections and finding your home. So.
I can tell by the way you're walking that you don't want company. Well, I'll let you alone and I'll let you walk on in your own good time. You'll be back where the sun can find you under the wise wishing tree, and with all of the maids you lie on. Call it a jubilee.
And I can tell by the way you're talking that the past isn't letting you go. There's only so long you can take it all on, then the wrong's gotta be on its own. And when you're ready to leave it behind you, you look back and know that you'll wreckage and rust that you left in the dust on your way to the Jubilee.
Oh.
can tell by the way you're standing, with your eyes filling with tears, that it's habit alone keeps you turning for home, even though your home is right here, where the people who love you are gathered under the wise wishing tree. May we all be considered and straight on delivered down to the Jubilee, 'cause the people who love you are waiting, and they'll wait just as long as me.
I'll do my crying when I hear the songs after Catherine and Otter are gone.
This next song is a song called Harriet Tubman, who most of us know, but for those who don't, was also called Moses for leading hundreds of slaves to freedom from the south to the north, after herself escaping as a slave. When the safe thing would have been to stay in the north where she was free, she crossed over hundreds of times and brought back more people. And it also speaks today to us about who we possibly need to reach over the border and grab a hand to and pull on up.
Finding dressed in red.
Must be the ones that Moses led.
Who are his children dressed in red?
They must be the ones that Moses led. Got to follow
the drinking gold.
Got to follow,
the drinking gold.
Got to follow,
that awkward moment where we are either playing the last song or we're playing two more songs. But running the risk of not being asked for an encore, we'll just, let's just play. Well, we'll do one more, and then you guys can... Okay. It's always such an artificial moment. Should we or shouldn't we? Of course we should. Okay. This is a sing-along, and you know, I live in Madison, Washington, and I was singing this song to my daughters at bedtime, and the 8-year-old has all these questions, and this song has. I was talking to Sarah the other night, and she just. Learning more about South Chicago and there's a verse in here about subways. And, well, you know, this is explaining this to an 8-year-old. There are these trains and they run underground, and most people in that New York City don't have cars, and they ride these trains from place to place. And when you're walking on the sidewalk, you can actually feel the trains going under you. Okay, sing the song, Dad. And anyway, this is an old Tom Paxton song with a fun little sing-along part. And so you can join in, and that'll be it for the night.
Your warning.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Harmonies are invited, but we are prohibiting major seventh chords, which are that chord. Just beautiful music. K-E-Z-L, Phoenix Mesa. That chord is out. Any of those? No major sevenths. So,
you can do it, you're invited.
Augmented ninths, go ahead. Sing them prettily. Okay, so here's your part. Let's see.
Are you going away?
That's it. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Let's do it here. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Was a lesson too late for the learning? Made of sand. With the wink of an eye, my soul is turning in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Got reasons aplenty for going. Yes, I know, yes, I know, yes, I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go. Please don't go.
Are you going away with no word of farewell?
Will there be
not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better,
didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
As we walk, all my thoughts, they're tumbling round and round, round and round. Underneath my feet, the subway's rumbling underground.
Are you going away with no word of farewell?
Will there be
not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better,
didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
As I lie in my bed in the morning without you, song in my breast dies a warning without you, without you. Are you
going away with no word of farewell?
Will there
be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better,
didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. I knew that was the last thing on my mind.
Quaheri, 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 fancy qua heri, tuta nana tena, tuki jariwa, tuta nana tena, tuki jariwa.